Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to go to your calls. I love the grab bag effect, the wheel of fortune. Spin the wheel. Who knows what's coming out of the box? All you great listeners who call in, we really appreciate it. But bottom line, everybody in the government, everybody outside the government, for people in the corporate structure, for people who've got their own private businesses who aren't in a corporate structure, we're all in this together, unless you're just a few thousand globalists. And I say that we need to get hardcore and get serious and get focused about our liberties and freedoms and tell anybody that tries to push us around or take our liberties that there's no more Mr. Nice Guy. That's what I told you last week. Coming up after some phone calls, CNN tries to debunk PrisonPlanet.com. That's right, we'll be debunking them.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
That's what they said to Deborah Jean Palfrey when they whacked her. Well, we're not going to go along with this. Also, Tommy Chong on the radio show Friday. I interviewed him from Port Aransas, funky Redneckville, enjoying myself in my element down there. Didn't drink any beer. No. No, I was just down there. It was great. All right, I'm already starting to have flashbacks to not working, which is a real rarity to even take off 2-3 days. Let's go to your phone calls. Right now, let's talk to George in Florida. Welcome, sir. Thank you for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Wish your wife a happy Mother's Day, because I know when you really start engaging in New World Order, it's going to be our wives and our mothers that are going to keep the family together.
Absolutely.
Yes. I read a...
Hail Big Mama. All the big mamas out there. Go ahead.
Yes. I was managing the candidates running for sheriff in my county, and we got this candidate for sheriff. I mean, he's talking about if he becomes sheriff, he's going to do assertive policing. And he was bragging about the counties that use this assertive policing.
And he was saying all crime is terror. Listen, type into Google thousands of cases or Patriot Act used in non-terror. And let me think of the exact headline, because there's so many headlines. I'm trying to give you one so somebody Googles it, they'll find it on the first Google search. Patriot Act used in non-terror cases. And they use them for marijuana. They use them for speeding. They use it for everything now. And, yeah, assertive means martial law, pulling you over randomly, no Bill of Rights, no due process, literally treating us like the slaves we are. Go ahead.
Yes, and even says the sheriff's office is a paramilitary organization.
Well, they are. They work for the banks, and they own us. They do.
And I just said
they're just now getting around to telling them. I'm not joking, listeners, by the way. The globalists claim ownership of us. Go ahead.
Yes, and like I say, I read the sheriff's charter, and it talks nothing about it being a paramilitary organization.
I know. In fact, they are elected by the people, and they serve under the state constitution and Bill of Rights.
Can I make one more?
They are servants, not officials or authorities or all these god. Listen, it's simple. Either they're servants or they're our bosses. You see, you notice how. I had an Austin cop one time when they were running checkpoints, and I came up to him and said, you shouldn't be doing this. And I said, you know, you're a public servant. You shouldn't be so smart mouth. And he said, I pay my own salary. I pay taxes, too. I don't work for you. Sorry, go ahead. So, see, but as soon as they don't work for you, baby, you be working for them. Go ahead. That's how it is in every other third world country. Go ahead.
Yes, as a satisfied Prison Planet customer, I pulled up all your videos and burned them from the Hurricane Katrina, and I passed them out to the deputies in my county. And I'll tell you one thing, got a very positive response.
Oh, really? What did they say?
They said, we never knew that. And I pulled up the AP articles, printed them out, and passed it to them. I said, there it is. There's the evidence. And then they heard rumors from some New Orleans cops who are on our sheriff's department telling them, yep, he's right.
No, there's no rumors. We have their own training manuals when they were secret, now declassified. Every police force has been trained for martial law. Every police force has been trained to take your children. I'm not joking, listeners. I'm actually risking my life doing this. I joke around because I got to, you know, stay positive or I couldn't do it. I appreciate your call.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Thank you, my friend. Let me explain something to everybody out there, okay? The government has gone rogue. It's the country is owned by foreign banks. Just like China was controlled by 10 Western powers, and they broke it up in 10 parts, and they just raped the people, sucked everything out of them, totally controlled them. That's how the U.S. is seen now. Okay, just like third world countries have been dominated by us or by the big banks that are in the U.S., we're now going to be just like that. You understand? I mean, 50 years ago, they were wearing black ski masks in Mexico. Their paramilitary police in every city were called the Foxes. Translate that into Spanish. 60, 70 years ago in Chile, they had cops in black masks. They had police in black masks 600 years ago in Spain. They had police in black masks 1,000 years ago. What do you think the sheriff, the Lord High Sheriff, and his boys wore when they came to grab you in the middle of the night and take you off to kill you? If you even spoke out against him, I mean, you know, Robin Hood, a cute guy in green tights. That's not what really happened with the true story. You ought to go read the true story of that. The police were riding around in black masks, raping and stealing and doing whatever they wanted until the people started killing them right back. Okay? That's what the story of Robin Hood is. Okay? So, you know, this is the type of real stuff that's going on out there. Oh, my gosh. I'm really off the beaten trail now. Okay? But the point is, the New World Order doesn't care. I don't want any cops to get hurt. The New World Order wants their cops to get hurt. Here's an example. Go pull the numbers. And it depends on year to year because the numbers vary greatly. But always, more police are killed in traffic accidents than killed by guns or killed by knives, than are killed, you know, by being attacked by somebody. And in some cases, it's 10-plus times. Some years, it's only 3 times. But you can go pull those numbers if you'd like. But we have a detailed report. We're going to come back and take more calls. But let me just cover this now. Deadly cyclone puts terror hype in perspective. And Paul Watson wrote this for PrisonPlanet.com. It's in the news and focus section on the right-hand side. You can see a link to it. But don't believe us. We have links to the federal government's own statistics here. Okay? Everything we do is documented. Now, they admit here you have a many times better chance of a deer jumping out in front of you and being killed by the wreck it causes. You have a many times better chance of dying from drowning. You have a many times better chance of falling and hitting your head. I don't care how old you are. Okay? You have a many times better chance of being struck by lightning. But our whole life, everything we do, I mean, they're now having all over the country where they make kids put their hands behind their heads and march out of the schools for a terror attack or mass shooting. But I have the numbers. Did you know statistically, more children die each year in football accidents than die in school shootings? Google that. Mainstream news, you'll find it. Oh, yeah. More than 10 kids on average every year die in football, but they keep it real quiet. Am I saying go ban football? I was thinking about it today. I was driving down I-35 from the Texas coast, you know, coming back from I-37. I was going 70 miles an hour. There were 18-wheelers going by me going 75. There were idiot drivers. It was so deadly. I had my babies behind me in their car seats. I was risking their lives. This was the number one cause of death. I mean, sudden death was all around me. Huge 18-wheelers. You know, every week when you're out driving, you end up driving by some fatality accident. How many times have you driven by when there's blood all over the ground and stretchers? But you still get in your car, start it, put your kids in the car, and go out like Frogger and are hurtling along in these tin cans at 70, 80 miles an hour. Kills hundreds of thousands each year. But you do it. Just like cops now, when they come up to your car, shaking, they're afraid, they got their guns out, they've got them so afraid of guns and being killed, and oh my gosh. It wasn't that cops didn't have good training 20 years ago. They just weren't cowards. Every time there was a mass shooting, the cops would rush in. University of Texas Tower, with citizens, now called civilians. And they went up and killed that guy. Now if citizens pulled rifles out, started shooting back, the cops would kill them. Guaranteed. I'm going to come back and give you more of these numbers and explain things and break things down of how the government has become an us-against-them mentality and literally wages war against us. And I'm going to give you some official government documents where they say they're going to get our guns. We'll be right back after this quick break, and we'll also be taking your phone calls. By the way, I'll be showing my new film, The Alamo Draft House, Ritz, on 6th Street this next Saturday and Sunday. And I'm only showing it twice, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com for details for Central Texas listeners. This is the most amazing film I've ever made. Each one just gets better. Infowars.com. We'll be right back. We made it.
Before we see it, you take it. Shank, I am Dr. Buell von Shank with the White Paper Comicals. Mr. Steve Shank with his fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike Fearless Radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMS eFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem. Yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm going to go right to your calls, but I wanted to make the point that, yes, I'm having two showings of my newest documentary, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, it's part one, and it's amazing. It's cinema verite. My other documentaries, you know, have a lot of great footage and interviews and things, but also a lot of documentation. This is just activism, confrontations. It's really just amazing. Go to Infowars.com. We live in Central Texas. Link through. I'll give a speech for 30 minutes beforehand next Saturday downtown, the Alamo Ritz, for 30 minutes, then show the two-hour film. And then next Sunday, so I can do the Sunday show live, then I'll go down, and it's 6:30 is when it starts next Sunday. So next Saturday and Sunday, Alamo Draft House Cinema in downtown Austin on 6th Street, their new and newest theater, nicest theater. It is known as the Ritz. Okay. Yeah, my point is that police are told you've got to SWAT team them. You've got to keep on top of the public. You've got to take their rights for their own good. You've got to guard the public. They're a bunch of idiots, which in a way is true, but so are the police in this brainwashed system. You've got to, you know, protect the state. You've got to do this. You're the boss. You're the authority. This is policy. And, you know, you're in danger. Your fellow officers come first. They are all that matters. Oh, my God, another officer was killed in this other state yesterday. No, it's you're under such incredible threat. The criminals have bigger weapons now. It's much more dangerous. And meanwhile, you see cops hanging their hind ends out in the middle of the highway writing tickets, and that's what's killing them. But see, they don't teach you what to fear. They do teach you what to fear instead of telling you and teaching you what to really fear. You see, they don't explain to you what is a real danger. It's like Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. You can criticize their police. You can criticize their corrupt government. Because, see, we know they're a third world cesspit run by corrupt thugs, just like we're becoming. But, you know, oh, my gosh, 5 days in and no aid was allowed in. Oh, our government's so good. Well, what about our government in Katrina? See, it's all about grandstanding. But 29,000, it's 28,000 and change dead. And they're talking about it could be hundreds of thousands dead. They don't know. But notice how, you know, they're not saying change our whole way of life because of that, because the terrorists are going to get us. But it actually is a real threat. But in a way, Al Gore is saying, it's man-made global warming. Give up all your rights. It's real. We're all dead. There's always been typhoons. There's always been hurricanes. There's always been cyclones that have done this. That's what it's like. That's what happens. Carbon dioxide is what humans exhale. It's good for the earth. It's not a devil gas. I'm already digressing, and I said I'd take your calls, and I got a lot to cover. The point is that all that you see is about making you the enemy. The government is making you the enemy. Let's talk to Kyle in Bastrop, Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I just picked up the recent current issue of Wired magazine, and there was a commentary in here about autism being the next step in the evolution for the human mind. Can you believe how absurd that is?
Well, that's because via the injections and the rest of the things they're putting in us that the federal government admits now is causing autism, that when you go from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 168 to 1 in 76 now last year, and when half the population has it, and it's all part of a larger eugenics program, we have the documents on it. Yes, I did see that. It's normal that 1 in 2 is going to have cancer. And it's normal that 1 in 5 is going to have autism. It's normal to have police in black masks and cameras on every street corner.
Yeah, I mean, but the next part of it where it says, oh, well, it'll help us, you know, create better people for specific fields of work we want to do, that's when it really hit me, and it actually helps me understand how the New World Order system works. Everybody in the media wants to say that the whole conspiracy system is everybody meeting in the Legion of Doom with Dr. Death and yada, 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 and that's the conspiracy theory. But really, from my research of how the New World Order works...
It's a bunch of sick combines who team up and agree on turf and agree on enslaving, sucking more off of us, because they all agree on the happy hunting ground feeding on us. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's more of a different interlocking businesses. That it's an oligopoly. It goes to this game theory of where, oh, they'll work together sometimes, but then they'll backstab each other, and that's usually when we see our major wars, is when the interests can't agree on something, is then they start a war, and then they use different concepts of, and this one's a perfect word for it. It's called leverage. That's how you can get the cop who means well to go out there and, rubber bullet or taser people with 50,000 volts or 60 hertz current and make them incapacitated. that's how you get them to do this, is it's the form of leverage. They think they're doing well, but you're feeding them the...
Exactly. You have downloaded into them through the culture, through the media, that they're the guardian, that this is for their own good. The police are, you see them now just shaking in fear, walking up to old ladies. There's terrorists everywhere. Meanwhile, deer jumping out are going to kill more of them than criminals. You see, but again, it's that download. It's like adults swim in the ocean and they're deathly afraid of sharks when on average 12 people a year die of sharks. Okay, but it doesn't matter. Still, adults won't go out in the surf now. I mean, when I was a kid, people went swimming. Now they don't because we're just just a bunch of cowards. You know, afraid of carbon dioxide, a life-giving gas, and afraid of sharks that aren't out there and aren't going to bite you, and afraid of terrorists. Exactly. Anything else, sir?
I just want to add on to the other caller who called in earlier about ways to, you know, defeat the New World Order. I would say that the basic thing you should do also, too, is study business, because this is how they operate. This is the skeletal frame of how they operate. And not only do you understand how they operate, but you can also, too, create your center, your power structures,
exactly.
Power structures as well.
Exactly. And this is what I want people out there listening to understand. We are all under attack. This is a scientific dictatorship. They don't have total control. This is bad for 90% of the people that are even at the higher levels of their system. We have got to beat these people, and we've got to beat them now. Okay? I mean, look, cops out there, you're in the same boat as we are, and someday you're going to figure that out. A lot of you already have. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Texas. You're on the air, Steve.
Yeah, hey, Alex. First of all, before I get to the main reason I called, I just want to say in reference to what you were saying about TV, you know, I've told people, why do you think they call it programming? Duh.
Well, I mean, why do they call us human resources? Because 80 years ago, they codified eugenics in the social planning out of England and out of Germany and in the U.S., and they admit that is a eugenics term for us, the human resources. Go ahead.
Right. I wanted to just share that there's a good friend of mine in a Bible college here in East Texas, and he shared something with me just recently. This is in Marshall, Texas. Within the past year, a group of Boy Scouts came there to the college on a tour, and he's one of the most upstanding students in the college. He's very, well-spoken.
Tell us real fast what happened, and we'll come back and talk more about it.
Okay.
Tell us real fast.
Okay. Well, what happened was he was asked to give a talk on what it means to be an American, and so he told them to read the Bill of Rights and your Constitution. The next day, he was called into the office of the administration, and there was a state trooper and a man.
I knew it!
Government.
They're going to say it's terrorism. Stay there. Folks, they teach all police that the Constitution is terrorism. We have it on video. All police who are mid-level and above. We'll be right back, terrorists.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. Do you think they're going to have 1 in 10 college graduates graduating for a Homeland Security-related job to spy on you and watch the cameras and surveil and data mine and put a million of you on terrorist lists to begin with? But leave the border wide open, of course. Do you think they're going to do all that and not say you're the terrorist? Before 9/11 even happened, we have FBI training manuals, the SLAT training manuals, for the federal marshals that are then used for state police nationwide in the intelligence units, where it says those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, those that talk about the founding fathers, those that say get us out of the U.N. And then I've even seen that in, quote, you know, Law Enforcement Technology Magazine and others. I mean, I put this in films. I've got this in my film Road to Tyranny. And then I, in Road to Tyranny, this is before 9/11, a firefighter in Kansas City, K6L, still an affiliate there. What is that, like 10 years they've been an affiliate? We love you guys. They even carry the Sunday show. K6L there in Kansas City, covering that city and several others out of Liberty, Missouri. He goes to this meeting he's supposed to go to, and it's a week-long course, and it's FEMA, a guy high and tight commando, saying founding fathers are bad, they're terrorists, this mindset is evil and anti-government. We've got to deal with people that are like the founding fathers. I mean, I have video of cops from the back of the classroom filled with FEMA. I got 18 hours of it. I put like 2 minutes in the film, Road to Tyranny, but that's on the web. Just type FEMA says founding fathers, George Washington terrorist, and it'll come up. So now I'm going back to you. You say there was a state trooper waiting at the college. You've given us your friend's number. We're going to call him. I totally believe you. I can already guess the story. And let me guess, he told him that the Declaration of Independence is prohibited? Is that what he was... I'm going to shut up. Start over. Tell folks what happened.
Alex, he was asked to give a talk to these Boy Scouts about what it means to be a true American.
So now, tell us who he is at the school.
Okay, he's one of the students at the school, and he's also a pastor of a small church there in Marshall. He's an interim pastor.
Well, let me just expand. I've been asked to let Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts in here three times, and I've had them in and been nice. So it's the same thing. I'm probably Al-Qaeda now, too, but go ahead.
Right. And so the first thing that came to his mind was, well, tell them to read your Bill of Rights and the Constitution. So that's what he told them. The next day, he was called in the administration's office. It was the president of the school, a state trooper, and this is what he said, a man all in a black suit with dark sunglasses and military-style boots.
God, these thugs
and
are
everywhere. And that was the guy that questioned him, and he said, did you say this, this, and this? They had a transcript of everything he said to these boys.
Yeah, they spy on everybody. This country's completely gone. Go ahead.
And the thing that he ended up telling him was, did you know you could be found guilty of inciting terrorism?
So, and they said, for the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, have you seen Road to Tyranny? That's standard.
Oh, yeah, that's the first time. I actually showed this friend of mine. See, I'm the one that turned him on to your stuff, like Terror Storm, and he's been showing this stuff to people in his school. So I'd imagine he's been marked out now because he's on the 9/11 truth bandwagon.
Well, let me just expand here. For listeners, this isn't America with a K. This isn't Red Dawn. This isn't a joke. The CIA has overthrown hundreds of countries. They're just doing it for the bankers now. And all over the country, they have infrastructure protection, InfraGuard. They have 26,000 preachers. I told you this a year and a half before it went on the news. I got the secret documents to, quote, turn your guns in, go to camps. Now, think of this. Are you a terrorist if you read the Declaration of Independence? Or is the person saying that's bad, or are they the terrorist?
Well, it's obvious to me which one it is.
Who's the bad guy? I mean, you know, back in the 80s, or if the Russians landed, the Soviets, you know, in America with a K, they're saying the Constitution's bad. See,
right.
I mean, but folks, I don't have to believe this guy on the line, though I know it's true from, you know, I instinctively from 1,000 cases. The point is that I have it on video and I have the actual training doctrine. Okay? The government, I can't believe it. I mean, why do we even have to, why does this have to happen? Why do there have to be goons in black suits with sunglasses trying to intimidate people? Now, you've given us your friend's name and number, and I'm going to call him after the show. I want to get you both on the show tomorrow. Will he come on the show and talk about his great evil?
Oh, yes, sir. I've been encouraging him to call you. He's just so busy with his studies and his passion.
So what did he tell these goons? What did he tell these goons?
Well, he asked them, first of all, how did you get this information? And secondly, he said,
well, they've got cameras and microphones in every classroom.
Right. But he basically stood his ground and he said, there is nothing that I'm doing in committing a crime, and you
good.
Have no grounds for your accusation.
Good. He told that political officer, that commissar, I hope he told him he was the terrorist.
Well, basically, that's what he
said. In America, we got secret police coming and telling pastors what they could say. I've had enough of it. You're the terrorist. And shame on you. You're protecting the murderers that carried out the attacks, and you're not going to get away with it.
Yes, sir. Hey, and Alex, I wanted to ask you one quick question. This book that Vincent Boo...
Hold on. I'm stopping you right there. Who cares what this guy, this quackery about JFK not being killed by the government? Well, everybody knows the truth. But before we go any further... put him on hold for a minute. I'm totally freaking out here. I may not even have time to play the Tommy Chong stuff or the other things, so I'm going to take your calls. Oh, God. I'm the normal one, folks. You get excited about UT football and yell and scream, fine. Look, let me tell you something. Men in black suits and sunglasses saying, don't you teach Cub Scouts the Declaration of Independence, that's insane! But I've got their training manuals. I know they do it. You know what it's like to know these terrorists are all around us building their camps? It's in the Houston Chronicle. They built camps for us. They paid off most of the preachers. They're waiting to stage something else. I'm on a death list with these people if they win, and I am mad. I can't enjoy my life because of this. I finally did for just a few days, and then it just makes me so angry to think about me, folks. I'm not the bad person being for the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence is not bad. And I want all the police listening across the country. If you're having to question right now who the good guy is and who the bad guy is, there's something wrong with you. I have FEMA on tape. in 2000 teaching police that the founding fathers are bad. I have had enough of your treason and enough of your traitorous crap. Excuse me. I just, why has this country turned into this? Why did this happen to our nation? You realize how creepy that is, that these goons in their sunglasses, like that's going to intimidate somebody? You know why? They're scared. They know we know they ship in the drugs. They know we know they run all sorts of criminal activity. And this is just the criminals trying to take over so we can't overthrow them. And they know there's, quote, going to be terrorism because they're going to push people. And then when we fight back, they're going to call us terrorists. I can't believe it. I can't believe you teach people George Washington is bad. I have you on video, you bastards. I'm the normal person. I'm normal. You're not normal out there if you're not mad about this. Go ahead, Steve. You still there?
Much for the way you're being right now. I constantly, every day, make it a point to tell people about your site and about your documentaries and Loose Change and other things. And I have people say, oh, come on, calm down. I can't. I've
got
to be
We like, got I'm goons in black suits
angry.
And sunglasses telling people that we can't talk about the Declaration of Independence.
Well, see, it's because people don't understand the
I want that guy
that
needs to. Hey, hey, hey.
Murderers.
Did he demand that person's name and information?
I'm not really sure. You'll have to ask him that, but
listen,
I'm sure he did.
As Americans, as Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote in Gulag Archipelago, if we don't stand up against this and make a big deal out of this and have demonstrations about this everywhere it happens, they're going to win. They want to put us in camps. They want to take our freedom. They want to enslave us. They want to push us around. They think they're going to push us around. That's what this is all about, is teaching us how to be slaves. And I, for one, have had enough of it. Steve, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call the pastor. I need to get some documentation from the school. I already believe your case. We're going to make a big deal about this, okay?
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Listen to this weirdo. He doesn't stand with our Homeland Security teaching that the Declaration of Independence is evil. Don't you understand they're the terrorists? They carried out the attacks. Don't you understand that? Can't you compute that? You know what they're going to do if they win? You know what they're going to do if they take over? Be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Yeah, they just grow that stuff down in Colombia, and CIA aircraft crash all the time, filled with drugs. What, maybe 1 out of 1,000 planes crashes? 1 out of 10,000? And there have been hundreds of CIA aircraft crash with cocaine. That means millions of CIA aircraft bringing that in. And when your dumb kid uses it, they're going to throw him in a private prison owned by the big banks that laundered all that money. They're going to teach your police that the Bill of Rights is evil. And anybody that talks about it is a terrorist. No, you're the terrorist. All right, CNN's attacking us, putting out this info. I don't even know if I have time to play this clip. I got Tommy Chong was on the show Friday. I was at the beach, but I called in while my guest host, Burmese, was interviewing him, Jason Burmese. And I thought I'd play a minute or two of that. But you know what? I get emails from cops occasionally going laughing, going, you make this stuff up. I didn't make any of this up. And they are teaching your commanders and your intelligence units and the rest of those people that the Declaration of Independence is evil and terrorist. And I have it on video, and that's the end of it. And I a year and a half before it came out that 26,000 preachers have been hired. I reported on it a year and a half before and got the secret documents. And then they were, Homeland Security was waiting at the preacher's house and in his office when he came back, and they said, what'd you give him that for? It's all intimidation. A bunch of goons that have no jurisdiction. It's disgusting. I know the Declaration of Independence is bad. Some of you are out there listening, cops in cars going, good, America is bad. Got to get rid of them founding fathers. It's just so sick. But I know most of you know the truth, and you know we're in deep trouble. It's just so sick. Let's go ahead and play a few minutes of Tommy Chong saying that 9/11 is an inside job. I mean, he's not a German defense minister. And he's not Jesse Ventura, and he's not Willie Nelson, but he's Tommy Chong, and hell, it's interesting. Here it is.
People on the show, and now to have Tommy Chong come out on the show and say that he questions the official story. I mean, just so your statement is clear, are you saying you believe that they used it to take our liberties, or are you saying that on top of it, you believe that they may have somehow been involved? I mean, you know, with the buildings being blown up, the hijacking drills that day the government was running. I mean, bottom line, what do you think about 9/11?
Well, yeah, you just said it right there. And the thing is, you know, you could speculate, but you don't have to speculate with facts. These are cold, hard facts. The facts that the bin Laden family was allowed to escape America, I mean, that's a fact. The fact that certain people weren't in the buildings that kind of knew the buildings were going to go down, that's a fact. And there's all these facts, and just like there's a fact of the firemen. You know, why the firemen were saving each other. You know, if, when they found a dead fireman, that only firemen were allowed to rescue the body. You know, and there's a book out there about that, why that is. I won't even say on the air why that only firemen were allowed, because I don't want to, I want people to read for themselves, you know. So Google or whatever you can, the New York firemen that were at the World Trade Center. And these are facts. And so I'm not one for speculating.
Absolutely.
You know,
Tommy, what do you think about Building 7 not hit by a plane but perfectly imploding? We have video of police, firemen, and others saying, the government says get back, we're going to bring it down. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that one, but I can believe it, you know. Definitely.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, just one more point.
That's it.
Sign the order to attack?
That's it. You can hear the whole hour-long interview with Tommy Chong at Infowars.com when the show's over, if you want to go find that. Very interesting. Covered a host of issues. They've raided and seized 10,000 of a new film that somebody else made about them railroading him and setting him up for marijuana pipes, something his kids were selling. It's so sick. And he talks about how he smoked pot with Governor Schwarzenegger just even before he was elected. I mean, the year before. It's just such a hypocritical system. Oh, by the way, police and firemen and people that think that the government likes you. You know what I did 2 days after 9/11? Because I'm smart and I have a lot of expert people that advise me. I said that those buildings are asbestos and we have reports of that and the people are collapsing from breathing it. Don't mail bottled water or money because the Red Cross and United Way are known to keep the money for themselves. People got mad at me for that and later said, how'd you know? Well, they always get caught keeping the majority of the money. You know, they raise $5 billion, they keep $3 billion for themselves. I said, send them gas mask and breathing apparatus. And I sent it to two local churches, and we got thousands of masks sent. A lot of the masks you see in the days after, my listeners, you. Again, because we're into how the world actually works. We're trying to help the police and firemen and emergency workers and rescue workers. But and we said day one, and you know, I've got a film I put out 5 years ago about the dust. Well, now the government admits, and the governor and others have to admit, that thousands are dead and dying, and all the major hospitals are admitting there's been a cover-up, and the government ordered them to engage in a cover-up, that the police and firemen and others are dying from this. So I'm a conspiracy theorist again, right? I'm always a conspiracy theorist, that's right. I mean, it's not hard when you've got 5 feet of asbestos on the ground to say you better wear a mask when you're in there. State says hundreds of 9/11 rescue workers now dead admits undercount. First responders representatives, it's the tip of the iceberg. New York Daily News reports that 10,000 workers are probably going to be dying from it. Thousands have already died. 600 currently have cancer. They do scans of their lungs. Some of the people's lungs are like a third full of particulate. I mean, it's just, I've met them, I've seen them, I know them. I know people that have died going up there over the years, meeting with them. And by the way, wearechange.org did help get meetings in Congress. I helped donate money. I actually donated money, so did others. But I've donated thousands of dollars to help send buses of first responders last year to Congress to finally have hearings to pay for their hotels. So I'm tooting our horn here because, you know, I'm here saying, please don't say my founding fathers are terrorists. Please don't take my guns and my Second Amendment. Please stop treating me like a slave. Oh, by the way, here's gas mask and money. You know, oh, please don't breathe the poison dust. Government says it's good. I believe them. I love them. You're going to find out they could care less about you. And I'm almost out of time here. There's all this other news. CNN, I was on the treadmill at the hotel, at the beach, and I had this feeling, I've been on it 30 minutes, that I should keep watching. And it turns out right when I quit watching, this came on. It's that primetime weekend on Headline News. And I was watching the same host you're about to hear show two dozen cops physically attack three shooting suspects, turned out they weren't involved, in a car. Beat them up, and the cops run up and start beating the cars like orangutans. They start kicking the car when they first get there like mad monkeys on PCP. If they were such shooters and killers, you should have pulled up behind them, told them to get out on the ground. But then the guy comes on the show and talks about police training and how it's actually good that they physically attack the three people. So I get off the treadmill, leave. I just got home and learned that we have the whole tape right after I get off the treadmill. See, I never watch mainline TV. I had this feeling I should keep watching. Right after I leave, he comes on and has this nitwit on trying to decipher what we're saying. Let's play a minute or so of this. Here it is, CNN.
Myself vigorously, and I plan on exposing the government in ways that, you know, I do not think they want me to expose them. I want them to.
Okay, I'm not sure what clip. I wanted to play that CNN clip from the start. I don't know what clip. You know what? I think when I gave you that page, I think you did a Google search. You pulled up a wrong link. It's not a DC Madam clip. It's CNN. Oh, hell, it doesn't matter. Up on Infowars.com right now, headline on PrisonPlanet.com, CNN hit piece attempts to debunk Palfrey murder, and as CNN's headline prime with this goofball host, sits there and shows Prison Planet and says, they claim that she told her landlord that she might be being followed. No, she said, I fear they're going to kill me. Not people claim she might have said this. And she said on my show, I'm not going to kill myself. She said, I'm not going to kill myself. So I just ran out of time. That's it for this transmission. I'm sorry to Harvey, Bob, Vaughn, and many others that are patiently holding. I passionately love liberty. A lot of you think that you are going to stay out of this. You think you're just going to sit by and see what happens. You think you're going to play it safe and not get involved in defending freedom and liberty and this republic. And you're just like people in Germany who denied and denied it, or people in Russia, or people in China, or people in 100 other countries that thought they would just go along and everything would be okay, who knew something was wrong, but said, oh, I'll leave it to other men to do it. I'll leave it to other people to fight tyranny. And then you allow the tyranny to take hold. This is all aimed at you that own car dealerships and own marinas and own businesses and own companies and own restaurants. It's all aimed at your bank accounts. It's aimed at raising taxes to 89% as they publicly plan to. It's all aimed at raping you and slapping you upside the head and squeezing you and showing you the New World Order's boss. Next Saturday, 3:30, Alamo Draft House, downtown, I'll be showing my new film, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, an amazing documentary. And then Sunday at 6:30, God bless you all. See you back live next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Go out there and take on tyranny. Stand up for liberty. Who cares if they say freedom's terrorism? They're the terror.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. It is a big...